this special blend is the tastiest burger around. If you're really hungry, try the Big Hog. The library's brisket burger stuffed with Italian sausage, topped with aged cheddar cheese, tasty crispy onion tanglers, and barbecue sauce. The brisket burger and the Big Hog. Not just new toppings, new burgers, period. Only at the library restaurant and brew pub.
It's midwinter clearance time at Gardner's Gallery. Find rollback pricing in every department through the end of February. Save up to $300 on our Sealy Posturepedic bed sets. Save up to 50% in our flooring department. Carpet as low as 69 cents per square foot. Laminate as low as $1.29 a square foot. All in-stock lighting fixtures are half price. Sofas, recliners, dining, and bedroom sets all marked down. We're making room for the 2014 spring merchandise. 12-month no-interest financing and free delivery available. See us today at Gardner's Gallery in Hancock. Love your home.
Are you frustrated with the rising cost of insurance? Join the crowd. Whether you're single, married, have a house full of kids, are retired and aging gracefully, whatever your situation, the Turbo Agency can help you put together an insurance program that both fits your budget and provides the insurance protection you need and deserve. The Turbo Agency, an independent insurance agency, offering more insurance companies to choose from. More choices, more options, more security, more peace of mind. The Turbo Agency, serving the entire Keweenaw from downtown Hancock.
All right, we're back with Coach Mel Pearson on the Mel Pearson Show, and the Huskies with a couple of losses this weekend, so let's see what happened around college hockey. We saw Northern Michigan, Coach, split on the weekend, and Lake Superior gets one win, Northern Michigan gets one win. Really not a surprise between those two teams.
No, I mean, and the teams are so evenly matched, and I think, like I said, anybody can win on any given night, and you see a lot of splits. I haven't done this, but it'd be interesting to go back through the league and actually see how many teams have swept a weekend, other than, you know, Ferris State and Minnesota State. They have found a way to be able to sweep some series and to get to the top. And you know, and another big factor too in all this is you know, Alabama Huntsville. How many times you get to play Alabama Huntsville? And I think that really, you know, usually everybody's pretty good, but you know, they're rebuilding. So teams that have the opportunity to play them have found a way. That's you know, some extra points there. But I think they're gonna beat somebody down the road here for Huntsville. So it's gonna be interesting. But it's if you're a fan, this is, I would think, how you'd like to see the standings. I mean, one game could move you from third place or fourth place to out of the playoffs. It's unbelievable. It's so crazy.
It really is. Are you surprised at all that Ferris State lost to Bemidji on Saturday night?
No, not at all, not at all. And you know, and that's an interesting. It's gonna be interesting because both Ferris and Minnesota State now are tied at with first place with 34 points. I know Ferris has a couple games in hand, but you got to win those games in hand. So that's going to be interesting to watch out.
Well, you talk about the mental aspect of it, too. This might be a good thing for whoever Ferris plays against now, because they're going to still be playing for something, trying to keep that number one spot.
Well, that's our hope, because I know Lake Superior State has to play both Ferris and Minnesota State. I know Fairbanks, Alaska, has to play Ferris State. Anchorage, I believe, is at Ferris this weekend. So teams we're trying to catch are playing those top two teams, and you want them battling right to the end for that first place title.
So, Coach, is there we have four games left. We are still very much in the hunt for home ice.
Oh, absolutely.
And a chance to get it. Do you think three out of four wins it? Gets home ice?
Three out of four gets home ice.
Think so?
No question.
Okay.
Yeah, I would say at this point, three out of four gets home ice. Possibly two out of four, depending on some tiebreakers and whatnot and how things shake out. But I think to be safe, you have to, you know, I think get 30 points is that. 29, 30 points it seems to be going to be the cutoff. But who knows? I mean, you never know with this league the way it is right now. And then that's why we just have to focus on taking care of business and really concentrating on, like I said, not getting ahead of ourselves and focus on the task at hand and then going from there.
You know, a lot of people have been asking me about tiebreakers and what are the tiebreakers. And I had been, I had forgotten that it's not head-to-head. It's only head-to-head if you've played four times.
Correct. So,
and I had forgotten about that.
Yeah, let's say if ourselves and Bowling Green end up tied, The first tiebreaker is, since we have played four games against each other, two there, two here, it would be your head-to-head record, and we own the tiebreaker because we went 2-1-1. For example, if we were tied with Alaska Anchorage, since we've only played two games, it would not be head-to-head because the two games are up there. So then you go to conference wins, whoever has the most wins in the conference, which doesn't make sense either because if it's an unbalanced schedule.
Right.
You know, if you've had that, like they played Huntsville four times, you know, we've had them twice, you know, so it's a real unbalanced schedule, and that doesn't make sense to me. And, you know, head-to-head, they didn't want to go head-to-head if you've only played two games because if both games are on the road, it's not, you know, fair to the road team. Sure. I don't know. I don't know how else you can do it, but there will be some seeding where it's going to be come down to tiebreakers.
Absolutely.
And it could come down to two a team three. That does not make the playoffs because they lost the tiebreaker. And that's, I think we're the only league that a team does not make the playoffs. You know, in the Big Ten, everybody makes the playoffs. In the National Collegiate Hockey Conference, all the teams make the playoffs. ECAC, all the teams make the playoffs. Atlantic Hockey, all the teams make the playoffs. Just like NCAA basketball, all the teams make their conference tournaments. And I think that's something that we're going to have to reevaluate this year as coaches because of a year like this year. I mean, you know, you have one team that's down there, but the other nine teams, I mean, there's not much to choose on any given night.
Do you think a balanced schedule? And I know,
yeah, and that's the other thing. Because you don't have a balanced
schedule.
Yeah, I think but you're never going to have a balanced schedule with this number of teams. You just can't get enough games in, or then you go to too few games.
Right.
I mean, you could play everybody twice, but then it's not balanced because you're either playing them on the home or the road or whatever it might be. So, anyway, it's going to go right down to that last game, I believe, played in Alaska.
Alaska, 1 o'clock.
Alaska, yeah. You're not going to know until 2 o'clock in the morning.
It's so intense right now, and it's just hard to, and trying to predict what might happen if we win here, if we don't win here, it's really tough. But let's talk a little bit about the Northern Series.
Yeah.
Obviously, this is going to be an absolute dogfight between these two teams.
Well, no question. I mean, we're 3 points ahead of them. They have two games in hand. You know, they have to make up those games. They don't have another bye the rest of the year. We do, and that's where we'll be sitting watching one weekend. So it's a huge weekend. This is our last weekend, and then we get a bye. So we can put all our energy, all our focus into this weekend. And obviously, it's an intense rivalry anyway. And now you put in the playoff implications. I mean, you're going to see two, I think, teams that are very hungry. And I know coming off our weekend, we'll be a hungry team. I mean, we'll play much better. I can guarantee you that. And like I said, over the years, you can throw the records out between these two teams. And it's going to be a battle. And I think it's great. It's great for the fans. This is what you want. You want to see not only the rivalry, but with a lot of stake in these games. I mean, it just jacks it up to another level.
It really does, and of course, they have Huntsville for the final weekend, and that's one of the, hopefully, that Huntsville comes up with a big upset.
Yeah, well, and they're one of the teams that is, you know, I guess you can say this year, fortunately, had the opportunity to play Huntsville four times, so, but they get them at the end of the year, so that's why this weekend becomes very important. You know, we have to find a way to get points, and a sweep would be just perfect, Dirk.
That would be great. All right, Northern Michigan coming up this weekend. We do have a Blue Line Luncheon at noon on Friday. I know they're trying to get, I don't know how involved you are with this, Coach, but they're trying to get a couple of seniors at the Blue Line Luncheon, hopefully. But that's at noon on Friday. I want to make sure everybody remembers about that.
Yeah, we're trying to, where the couple guys have class. We're working on some things now, and obviously that trumps the Blue Line thing in. But it is going to be senior night, Friday night, so I just want to really encourage all the fans to come out and pay tribute to our seniors who've you know, given us a lot over the years.
All right, your question's coming up right after this. More of the Mel Pearson Show on Mix 93.
Steph from the Wickley Agency. From the moment she was born, I promised to love her, to protect her from all of the monsters under her bed, and to support her and all of her dreams. From the moment she was born, I promised that I would always provide for her, no matter what. That's why I bought life insurance from Auto Owners Insurance, to secure her future, no matter what. Do you have the life insurance your family needs? Give us a call at 482-1140 or stop by the Wickley Agency in Hancock.
Everything 20 to 50% off at the Dress for Success Business Apparel Sale, located in the Michigan Tech Campus Bookstore. Take 20 to 50% off suits, tuxes, sport and wool coats, winter jackets, slacks, shoes, socks, belts, dress shirts, and ties. Everything is on sale. Tailoring is available, so come on in. Let the Dress for Success Shop fit you perfectly. Dress for Success Shop, located in the Michigan Tech Campus Bookstore. Open 8 till 5, Monday through Friday, noon till 4 Saturday. Public always welcome. Sale ends February 21st. Stock up this month with these great deals. From Bucko's Party Store in Calumet, all Pepsi 12-packs of cans are 2 for $8 or $4.29 each. All Coke and 7-Up 2 liters are 4 for $5 or $1.59 each. All 15 and 18-packs of beer are on sale store-wide. Get amped up with all your favorite energy drinks on special throughout the store.